This episode was created on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Lekwungen and Wissanic people. CFUV has been around for over 30 years. In that time, we have worked with many radio hosts, all with their own unique experiences and stories. I'm setting out to find how CFUV has affected its community and to get an inside story on CFUV's DJs. I'm Max Monday, and this is Behind the Mic.
Hello, I'm Max, and today I am interviewing Demetrius of Straight No Chaser, the longest running jazz show in all of Victoria. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How about you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Demetrius learned of CFUV through his business partner, Shockit. This pair has been inseparable for quite some time.
We met at university in England back in 1969.
Oh, wow.
And we've kind of clung to each other since then. And we ended up marrying sisters, so the bond is even closer.
Oh, wow.
We're very old friends. Okay. Very old friends indeed.
That's
should also add to your comment earlier on that Shockit is also the one who started Straight No Chaser show. When the station opened, when was it, 1982, I think, he was asked whether he would be willing to do a show, and he was doing it for about a year. He was doing it every week.
Mm-hmm.
It was every Wednesday, and he was sharing with somebody else. But their musical preferences were so opposite that it could not last very long. So he got his own show, Shockit got his own show, stayed with Straight No Chaser. And because he found it very difficult to be doing a show every week, he asked me whether I should go. Come on. I was very reluctant in the beginning because the whole thing just scared me to death. And anyway, he twisted my arm and he sort of held my hand. And eventually I ended up, after about a few months or so, I decided, yeah, this is a lot of fun.
And it was his, his guidance, if you will, that made you decide to stay on and be a show host or...
Yes, it was. When I found it, my fears were alleviated because I'm a sort of shy person in nature. And I thought, oh my God, what am I doing, in front of God knows how many people? And also the technical aspect I found very intimidating. But and in those days, I used to pre-record my show on cassette.
Oh, wow.
The whole thing, the musical selections anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the problem with that is that if you get forgetful or if you get a little bit flustered during the show, especially in the beginning, I ended up quite often not stopping the cassette between cuts. And of course, this leads to disaster and you have to start improvising. But because of my mistakes and the level of improvisation that I had to engage in, I managed to work it out technically, mm-hmm. what I had been doing. And after a while, I got more confidence and I could, do it on the fly, so to speak. Although I always like to do a lot of homework before my show, so.
I've learned that's a good thing to do as well.
Yes, it's a warning to new volunteers. Do your homework.
Demetrius has been a host of Straight No Chaser for over 30 years. His voice has gained some local recognition since then. When was the first time that somebody recognized your voice?
I was at the proverbial, waiting at a supermarket to go through, and the cashier lady says, "How are you, sir?" etc. And you reply, and the person behind you says, "No, I recognize that voice. Do you do a radio show?" And I was, "Yes, I do. Thank you very much for being a listener of CFUV."
That's super cool.
Yeah, so,
how did it feel?
Very strange.
Mm-hmm.
I never expected that, but it's nice when you occasionally come across it. On another occasion, I went to buy something at a shop, and again, the person behind the counter, "I've heard your voice somewhere. Do you do a radio show?"
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Local fans are not the only ones who approach Demetrius. He also has the odd musician looking for airplay show up on his doorstep.
We do get solicitations, especially Canadian artists, and do try to accommodate them as much as possible. Done some interviews. I was the first one to give Diana Krall an interview on the radio.
Wow.
Ta-da-ta-da. Yes, because she used to come to a record store that Shawkat and I had downtown, and she would come in and sometimes with her dad and say, well, I'm interested in so-and-so. I'm interested in Art Tatum. Which album do you think I should get? And we'd say, well, try that one. You know, so to paraphrase Spike Milligan, an English comedian who wrote a book called Hitler, My Part in His Downfall. he was just a regular Joe in the army. But Diana Krall, My Part in Her Greatness.
You've shared that during your time volunteering at CFUV, you enjoyed the work that past station manager Randy did for CFUV, for the radio club.
I think he had a long enough tenure, and he had the willpower to be able to put the station on a more organized basis, on a more professional basis. He organized a lot of things that were, let's call them disorganized before. And I think that everybody could do their job better. The equipment was improving. He was instrumental in moving us more into the digital platforms. And he will be missed. I wish Johnny Regalado all the success. Time will tell, and we'll see.
Do you see any difference between how smoothly Street No Chaser runs after Randy versus before Randy? Did it help you at all?
I think both Shawkat and myself were very conscientious in showing up when we had to show up. We're always very conscientious in trying to follow the kind of instructions that we have to follow for the radio station. You have to announce the weather, you have to play the public service announcements, try and follow the Canadian content rules as much as one can, etc. So from that point of view, no, because that was entirely up to myself and to Shawkat. But just the overall impression that I got from the station was being run, the way he would clamp down on people that would not turn up for the radio show, sloppiness, that kind of thing. Especially he tried so much to try and limit thefts from the library and equipment, with the digital entry cards or whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. So from that point of view, yeah, a lot of things have improved.
It's definitely not a stretch to say that Demetrius lives for music. In his personal collection, he has amassed over 14,000 albums.
Yes, I am ashamed or proud to say, depending upon the person receiving that piece of information. Yeah, I've got about 14,000 albums and a few CDs, let's put it this way.
That's nothing to be ashamed of. I want to know, though, what is the first album you ever bought?
The first album I ever bought was a Beatles album.
A Beatles album?
Yes. Back in 19, what was it? 64, I think, early 64.
Yeah.
But the first album that I had, which was my own, was an album that my uncle gave me, and it was Elvis's first Golden Hits album.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, yes. I wish I still had, but I did not.
Mm-hmm. And both of those albums kind of started you on this journey.
I like music. My mother was trying to encourage us, my brother and myself, to appreciate music. So she would keep playing classical music and Ella Fitzgerald records on an old wind-up back in the early 50s.
Yeah, that's neat. And now after that, you started Sweet Thunder Records with Shawkat as well. What prompted you to do that?
Well, when we were at university, we always said, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? It'd be nice to do something together, etc. And we always thought it'd be really nice to have a jazz store, because that reflected both our musical interests. So when we had the opportunity to do it, I moved here from England in 1977. I was there just briefly. And Shawkat followed in 1981, if I'm not mistaken, 1981 back then. And he was in banking, international banking, but he thought, no, let's just do what we always said we would like to do. And so we did that.
I know that you're a big fan and a big advocate on analog copies of music and good quality recordings, and that's a big part of Straight Note Chaser, is that correct?
Well, it was. I mean, the emphasis was in the beginning classical and jazz music, and then we dropped classical music and just stayed with jazz music. And we both liked good reproduction of sound because we both feel that it helps with appreciating the music. And it's not necessary, but it does help a lot in appreciating them. It brings you closer to the music.
In your opinion, then, why is it important for, or why is it important to have radio stations like CFUV that still use some analog copies of music and still have that, you know, non-digital touch to them?
Only because so much music is only available on vinyl. It hasn't been reissued on CD, and who knows when it will all go, eventually sometime it will all go online, but technology moves used to be every 30 years, then it became every 20 years, now it's every 10 years or even, so the means of reproduction of music or dissemination of music keeps changing. So there's always a backlog of what gets put into the new way of disseminating the music. So a lot of music gets left behind. And it's the same way that collectors will pay astronomical sums of money for rare blues records on 78 RPM because they are very obscure. Nobody's going to put them online or issue them on CD. So a lot of, because I rely so much on my own record collection, a lot of the stuff that I have is just has not been reissued. Maybe some might argue, a cynic might argue that it's not worth reissuing. Fair enough. That's in the ear of the beholder. But I also like to present things in the cultural context that they were originally made. So do you get more enjoyment by reading a first edition of Shakespeare's plays, or will the Penguin edition do just as well?
How does Straight Note Chaser enrich the music selection or the way that its listeners can hear music?
I think if it is so, maybe it's the enthusiasm that we try and bring into the music. It's the information that we're trying to impart to the listeners. It's the explanations that we try and give about why we think this particular piece of music is important or wonderful or beautiful. It's mostly, and also playing things that are a little bit off the mainstream, not so much as to the weirdness of the music, but playing musicians that are maybe too obscure for the general so-called jazz audience. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to bring a lot of that to our listeners. Somebody might not have heard of Lyle Murphy, but all of a sudden they heard it on Dimitri's show, Straight Not Chaser, that he plays some Lyle Murphy. He happened to like the music, or the listener happened to like the music. Maybe he will go and search it out. I often get questions either on the phone while I'm doing the radio show. Oh, what was that you just played? That was lovely. Can you give me the name of the artist again? So it's nice to, when you're enthusiastic about something, I don't try to proselytize people, but at least I try to convey my enthusiasm for this music, as I'm sure every other DJ and host on CFUV tries to do for the specialized music that they play on air. I remember when Eric LeBlanc used to do his blues show for so many years, and he sorely missed. I mean, his level of knowledge was so astounding, and I think the audience here in Victoria would have felt eventually very privileged to have somebody like him play that kind of music.
Totally.
And for the amount of knowledge that he brought to it. I think it's important, and I think it's a privilege to be able to play, to be allowed to play what one likes very much within the parameters of what you're doing, jazz, whatever that you might call as jazz music, and it's very wide, or whatever you're gonna, any other forms of music that CFUV caters to, and all of the other programming. I think it has to rely on the enthusiasm and the knowledge of the hosts.
Along with his co-host Shockit, Demetrius gives Victoria a chance to hear top quality jazz music on Straight Note Chaser. He's happy to share his extensive collection with CFUV, and the community hopes to delve deeper into his selections for years to come. This last track is by Thelonious Monk. It is called I Mean You. This episode of Behind the Mic included a conversation with Demetrius, co-host of Straight No Chaser, which airs on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. For more episodes of Behind the Mic, check out your favorite podcast provider or visit soundcloud.com/CFUV.